We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Opening day, H-Town.
Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown.
Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Five bold predictions about the Houston Astros as they begin the season very shortly. We're live at Tom's Watch Bar. Less than 4 hours away from the debut of Joe Espada. Brandon Scott calling his shot. Like Babe Ruth, which he didn't actually do that, let's be honest. He was just pointing to the pitcher.
Liar.
With the Yankees in town.
I'm going to call mine for real.
Here is B. Scott's.
Better than the Babe?
Five bold predictions.
All right, man. Number one. Framber Valdez wins the American League Cy Young.
Oh, wow. My God.
I'm calling it right now.
Coming in hot.
Hey, look, that's my first one. Framber Valdez is your American League Cy Young winner. Yeah. And he might not be the mold of a pitcher that you might consider as like a for sure Cy Young front runner, you know, ground ball pitcher. But I think it's the perfect year for him to do it. The Astros are going to lean heavily on him. He finished ninth in voting last year, so this is why it's bold, because I'm predicting a big jump from ninth all the way to first. I think he was higher than that a couple of years ago when he had that quality start streak. Yeah. But Framber Valdez, in the position that he's in for the Astros as the bona fide ace, even with Justin Verlander being back but older and not as healthy, Framber Valdez is your American League Cy Young winner.
Did you take a three-month nap last July?
Hey, man. Hey, we got to get both. Hey,
are you familiar with his end-of-season work?
Hey, look, I tell you what. I'm sorry my predictions can't be as bold as your Texans takes that you had yesterday.
Which ones? They were bold.
Oh, man. That's what I'm saying. No, yeah. These aren't going to be.
Oh, the hot takes.
That's what I'm saying. These not going to be as hot as those. I can't live up to those expectations.
I didn't believe
those. That's crazy, though. Like, yeah. I mean, he's not. I mean, he's pitched. We've seen him pitch stretches at Cy Young caliber.
Oh, yeah. Got no hitter.
That's what I was going to say, man.
But that was in the middle of a pretty rough stretch.
I was going to say, he took a nap in July.
I try to elevate a guy. I try to elevate a guy that we've all seen be good before.
Yeah.
Twice in two segments in a row. And both times, y'all tell me about how much the guy sucks.
I didn't go. When did I say that? Now you're sounding like Landry.
Both of y'all. Lance McCullers, when was he ever good?
So
Framber Valdez, how could he win a Cy Young?
So thinking that he won't win a Cy Young means that I think he sucks?
No, you just think I'm crazy for thinking that he will.
I'm just making observations over here, man.
This to me is a solid hot take.
Bold prediction number two from B. Scott.
All right, I want to see what y'all think about this for real. Yordan Alvarez plays 150 games.
Man.
150 games. He has never done it before.
All right, bold prediction number three from Brandon Scott.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with this?
Give us number three.
You don't like Yordan Alvarez playing 150 games? It puts him in contention
Let's be realistic. All right. Bold prediction three.
Hold on.
Bold prediction three.
Okay.
We're not going to gloss right over that. That's one of my
Telling me he ain't going to have one 10-day IL stint?
Well, that's why the hell is bold, Landry.
Yeah.
I think he'll miss over 12 games before the All-Star break.
He has never played more than 144 games.
I think.
And also, and the reason why I even put it out there is because this is the reason why Yordan Alvarez doesn't pop up very high on MVP type of discussions, odds, and those types of things, because we already know and can assume that he's going to miss a certain amount of games. That's why I went bold on this one and said, hey, he's going to play enough games to be in MVP contention and that sort of thing.
He is incredibly crucial to the season. And then, he's never played more than 144 games.
They're going to have Chaz out there in left. He's going to get to just pretty much DH the whole time. I don't see why
not. Which is good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why he can't play.
I'm hopeful on that one.
Yeah, I mean,
very hopeful on that one, but not wouldn't be right. Holding my breath.
All right,
all right. So you're not.
And just so y'all know, he did this. This is not. Don't hold B. Scott to this, please.
All right. Well, cool. Whatever.
Bold prediction number three.
Hey, and it's kind of a two parter actually with Alvarez. He's going to steal 5 to 8 bases.
Oh, he's fast.
Yeah.
He's fast. I don't know if they're going to let him, though.
I don't know
if they're going to let him.
No, I think
he's one of the top five fastest players on the team.
Pay attention to the tea leaves, though. Joe Espada. We talk about not really knowing what to expect from Joe Espada.
Yeah.
One thing I do know to expect from him is to be more aggressive on the base pass. He's talked openly about that.
Yeah.
I've heard him talk about that. So they are going to be a more aggressive base running team. And then this whole Yordan batting second thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to be batting second, he's going to be in a position, I feel like, to actually steal bases. And you couple that with Joe Espada's attitude. Do you know how many bases he's stolen in his career so far?
I do not.
Two?
You got it.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Two. And that's why this one is bold. I'm predicting that he at least doubles.
My thing with Yordan is I always say he's fast, and then you have these baseball geeks that go to the numbers, and they're like, well, on this is – like, dude, sometimes he's not even running hard.
Right. Yeah.
But when he actually runs hard, that dude is fast as hell.
100%.
Yeah. No, I think
you're on it. Your point is important if you go and look at the nerd numbers on Yordan, they're going to tell you he's slow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
But if you watch him like we all do,
dude, he's fast as hell.
Yeah,
dude. How many times do you see someone his size? Like he has like stand up doubles where Ortiz would have had to settle for like singles,
dude.
Yeah.
Not even just on the base path. Like when he and Jeremy Pena ran into each other either last year or the year before, I was like, man, both of those dudes are big and fast.
That
was scary to me.
I actually like that one, and I think it's plausible. I'm kind of with Landry, though. Like, I don't care how aggressive Joe Espada is.
I don't know if you want to do that.
You got a dude like that, I don't know how much running you're going to do.
Yeah.
All right. This is the last one right here. I got this one.
All right. Number five.
Jose Altuve turns into an intelligent base runner.
Come on, man.
And this This is playing.
God.
If you can come with me
on
this.
Get out of here with
this
that.
This is why. Going back to my earlier point about Joe Espada wanting to be more intentional about them running the bases.
You are crazy.
I think part of the problem with Jose Altuve, because there was a point in his career where he was good at this. At some point, he got bad at it. And I think part of it was they stopped being aggressive base running team. And Jose Altuve, he's got some autonomy. He's able to swing at whatever pitch he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to run whenever he wants. And so he's just out there like a bat out of hell.
Gets picked off a lot.
And just does silly things. He's out there kind of left to his own devices.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's going to be a more organized, orchestrated base running plan because of Joe Espada, then he should become a more intelligent base runner, maybe return back to what he was in his previous days. He's still got the athleticism and the speed to do it, even at 33 or 4, whatever he is.
My thing with that is I could see him trying to steal more bases, but the way you framed it as intelligent.
Or not get picked off.
Or intelligent is where I have a problem. Because you can steal a lot of bases and be a dumb base runner.
Well, yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Like, you can run yourself into
outs. I'm not even predicting what his bag number is going to be. I'm just saying that because of the strategy, because of Joe Espada, it's almost like not even due to him. Yeah. Like via Joe Espada and the, and I don't just want to attribute it to Joe Espada, but just like the overall fact that they have a plan and that they're going to be more aggressive, I think that that's going to help Jose
Altuve. I think
he
can be aggressive. I think he can steal more stolen bases. I don't have a problem with that part of it. But he still makes dumb decisions on the base pass, whether it's running into an out, you know, whatever it may be. And that's where I would have an issue with.
You know what I think is crazy about this? And those are B. Scott's five bold predictions about the Astros. You know what I think is the craziest thing about that?
What's that?
And the biggest difference between this year versus last year? Jeremy Peña hasn't even factored into our discussion. Like last year he's coming off the ALCS MVP, the World Series MVP, and we're sitting there saying, man, that Jeremy Peña might end up being, you know, an all-star caliber guy. And this, and in his defense, his leather's ridiculous. Like the way that he feels, it's insane. But the way that he was at the plate, like this year, we're talking, we've mentioned Bregman, we've mentioned Altuve, we've mentioned Alvarez, we've mentioned the catcher, we've mentioned Tucker, we've mentioned McCullers, we've mentioned Verlander, we've mentioned everything, and we have not even mentioned the name Jeremy Peña. So I'm going to ask y'all this, what is Jeremy Peña?
Well, so like for me, the thing that's been interesting about that is like I've keyed in on the non-stars in the lineup, and just the wild part about it being Jeremy Peña, former World Series MVP, factors into the non-stars. Like, the non-stars in the lineup to me are right now Yainer Diaz, Jake Meyers, and Jeremy Peña. Like, and I know the old guy, Jose Abreu, is not a star anymore, but I'm going to give him some respect and just kind of put him there because he was a marquee free agent signing and all of that. So the back of that lineup to me, Jake Meyers, you know, Yainer Diaz, and I don't think he's going to be in the back of the lineup, but he's not a star yet. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Peña, the fact that Jeremy Peña is so firmly planted in that group is wild to me to begin with. But you ask what he is, I think he's an elite defensive, defensive shortstop who is unreliable at the plate.
But I think he's going to hit better this year.
I do think
that there is an element to your second year they can figure you out. Now, do I think that he's going to look like he did in October when he flipped the switch? Perhaps not. But I don't. We joked about Adam Everett last year, and the numbers said that. But I think he's gonna hit a little bit better than that.
I think what he is an Adam Everett type, if we can agree with that.
Gosh.
He's gonna bat eighth in the lineup. He's gonna have the occasional big hit, big RBI. But the reason we're not talking about him is there's no expectation.
Yeah,
Adam Everett with a little more power. Because if he
slightly,
if he makes contact, because he can't hit a slider to save his life.
Don't make me call up the comp numbers again, because they're
the nerd numbers, as I call them.
They make you sick.
Yeah,
The thing about it is the fact that you're mentioning him, like you can look at it as like you know a negative because the expectations are dropped, but there's also a comfort level.
Yeah,
like you feel good when three is out there.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You feel okay.
Oh no.
Now
you don't have a hole at shortstop.
No, hell no. You got a solid shortstop for many years to come.
Exactly.
Here's the lineup right here: Altuve, Alvarez, Tucker, Bregman, as we expected. Abreu, McCormick in left, Diaz catching, Peña batting eighth.
Okay.
And Meyers.
You know what? I think Meyers might have a good year this year.
He had a good start to the spring.
I think Meyers might establish himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good start to the spring.
A homer to time or two.
Yeah.
I think Meyers might be the breakout player. Coming up, the start of an exciting weekend is a few hours away. Let's keep it rolling live from Tom's Watch Bar here on In the Loop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here. And the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.